Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Feels good. We love our city. Gong 92.5.
Looking at the moment, my young fella, he's 12. I've got an oldest daughter, Nay, who's 17. But looking at kids who are pretty much through their teenage years, you know, most of them have phones these days, some, you know, quite young in primary schools. I don't think it's right, but anyway, parents think that they've got to be able to contact their children these days 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the question I've got is, and it's happening a lot more now, you're seeing, you know, obviously hanging around with other fathers and mothers who got kids around the same age. And a lot of them still go through their kids' phones. And you sit there and go,
Look through the phones.
So I know that a few of the parents say, look, if you want social media, if you want Instagram or, you know, whatever, probably Instagram is the main one for them. If you want Instagram, you can have that, but I've got to be able to follow you to see what exactly you're doing on it. But what age do you stop going through your child's phone?
You can join the show anytime on 13 27 10, by the way.
So you're children.
Yep.
What are in that demo? What age do you stop going through your children's phone, checking the messages, the phone calls? See, I'd never do it. It's not my business, or is it?
Well, you pay for it. I say the age that they start to pay for their own phone is the age you stop checking it out.
Yeah, I trust my boy. He's on Instagram, and he doesn't really jump on there.
But even things like
searching his mates, sorting out, you know, catch ups, that sort of thing. I'm pretty sure he's above board.
If you had daughters, would it be different?
Actually, that's a very good question.
I think that there's also a level of respect, right? That, do you kind of respect their privacy? Like us growing up, you never wanted your parents to look in your diary.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a circle of trust. He knows that if he breaks that, then it's no good.
But do you know what people are sending him, though? You know, this is the hard thing. What kind of age do you have that level of trust where they're able to, I suppose, computerise it all themselves to know what is, you know, just kind of like a junk mail, what is bullying, what is unacceptable? Because you've got to go through even the browser to see what they've been looking at.
Well, also, exactly, what if they're getting groomed by someone in their 40s and they think it's a teenager who's 13? I mean, there's lots of dodgy people out there now, and your phone isn't just a phone. It's the internet. It's a lot of things.
13 27 10 to join the show anytime with Bridge and Spider.
Robin Broadbeach, what do you think?
Yeah, g'day, how are you? Look, I've got two daughters, and the age limit for those two girls is the day I die. So that could be up until, you know, they're 55, 60, something like that.
Still checking them at 50.
Well, it's true. My mum's 79 this year, and she follows me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, look, it's all about mitigating risk when you've got kids, right? You just want to see them going down the right path. And any technology you can use to mitigate risk and make sure they're on that, you know, nice, lovely path to having a nice, wonderful life, terrific. And if you can use technology to sort of pick up on little behavioural patterns or whatever throughout their adolescent life, use it. Terrific. Great. I love it. And look, I don't really check my daughter's phone at all, but if I see a behavioural difference in them, you know, I might go in and have a quick look, but I don't really use it at all. But so, I reckon it's great. I love them being on it.
Okay, so at 55, when you check your wife, I mean your daughter's phone at 55, she's just Googled pumpkin scones. Come on. Why pumpkin?